And I, you know, she's going, I'm not going to share a house. It's just so nice and warm. And she just loves the cold weather. And I finally said to her, what do you keep your thermostat on? 80.
Oh!
There it is.
It's arrived.
Seriously?
I said, no wonder you said that you like the cold weather. You're probably saying you're... I said, 80 degrees, I mean, I am cold all winter anyway lately, but I cannot imagine going up to 80 degrees.
No.
I said, well, what do you keep it at in the winter, in the summer? Oh, not 80. So it's interesting.
Yes. Oh, good grief. Yes, I'm cold all winter as well.
Uh-huh. Although I found that Sunday I was really busy going the entire day. And I think I may have had the thermostat up to maybe 66. And I was warm. I was ready to open a window in the kitchen even.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, when I'm moving, I'm fine. I have to remember to move when I really get cold. Which would be a good thing for the body also, and just in general, you know, better to move than sit. And, you know, when I'm reading lately, sitting on one of those balls is healthier than sitting on something like a chair or a sofa, because you have to use more muscles to stay erect. Even twitching and you know, fidgeting is better for you because you're burning calories and moving muscles.
Right, yes.
Whatever you can do to move the body. Hi, Mary Lou, how are you?
I'm okay.
I have to tell you, every time I buy pomegranates or peel one, I think of you.
Thanks.
Everybody knows the easiest way to separate a pomegranate, right?
Yeah.
It's arrived.
Told a friend of mine that the other day. She called me back. She said, I can't believe the difference. It's that much easier.
It does make a difference in the thing. You never did know it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have remnants of it all over the kitchen anymore.
And I've whacked them in my smoothie real well.
Oh, that's an interesting ad.
Yeah, I put them in my green drink in the morning.
Wow. Does it change the color or just the taste?
Just the taste. You just taste them in that Vitamix, you know, just really puts them on up, you know.
Wow.
See the little specks, but I use them in there.
Good idea.
So, as much as I can. So, anyway. A
couple of other people have come on who wants to say hi.
What else did y'all think about the light deal last night? Did you hear it, Nancy, with Roger Drummer?
I did listen to it for the first time. It was he did a generic call. I got that feeling off
yeah.
foot. And even at the end, even though it was me and people who called him, so he was not pushing one way or another.
There
were some interesting things that I did not take any notes. Last week when Jeannie read from her notes, I don't know how she had all those notes. I mean, it was really, because he just keeps going.
Oh, he goes so much. I tried notes for a while, and then I kept thinking, I don't know what all those words he was saying. So
yeah.
I just thought, goodness, but I was so shocked about the sunlight and the importance of it being on the top of your head. Was I hearing that right?
Yes, that was a wonderful thing to learn.
Yeah.
For those of you who did not hear it, sunlight comes in best through the crown of your head, which is the top, as well as the any kind of a full spectrum lamp. You get better effect through the top of your head. He defers people to the call tomorrow night for more inclusive information.
I thought it was interesting. One of the many things he said that was really interesting was that processed food loses its plant identity.
That was
That was like, well, duh, of course it does.
We don't think of it though, do we?
Off my mind.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, I'm going to try to go back and listen to it again when they get it up, because I know I just didn't absorb half of it possibly, but yeah. I tried to listen carefully.
He said something about the liver when it's congested or whatever word he used, the easiest way to clean it is through a plant-based diet.
Right, yes.
And I think I've mentioned on this call my friend who was in the hospital for 8 days with no white count, and liver horribly, the numbers were horrible. And they finally got the white count under control and released him. And when he was golfing with a friend of his, oh, the cholesterol went up also, obviously, because of the, they took him off of his meds, which was a cholesterol, a statin, and something for his prostate, telling him he could never go on either of those again. But a friend of his that he golfed with happened to be a doctor, and he was telling him that he was really concerned about his cholesterol. And the doc said to him, you may have to go on a plant-based diet. And he said, oh, that's not going to happen. So when my friend, his wife, was telling me this, I said, you may have to eat those words. But then he went to see his cardiologist, who said, oh, that may not be so. And I'm thinking, okay, what do you know about nutrition?
Yeah.
But I didn't say anything. Yeah, it's not. They know where I come from, and at this point, they think his what has been going on with him was drug-related. But then the cardiologist said, you know, there's another statin that we may be able to try with you. And their son is a gastroenterologist in Texas, and he said, absolutely not. And so the cardiologist said, you know, and with all respect to your son, this isn't his field. Well,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
I just read something in a newsletter that was very interesting to me that said that if you took a statin drug, you'd have to, because it makes your mouth dry. So any of the medicines that you do make the mouth dry, and then this is when you start having cavities and have to go to the dentist.
I had
never heard that. It was in print. And
that it makes your mouth dry.
I didn't either. Some medicines, and so they said when you take a lot of medicines that make your mouth dry, well, you know, you're just, then you're starting in to have cavities.
I don't remember when, I mean, I was on statins a long time ago, and I don't remember having it done. But I drink so much water, I probably wouldn't have noticed it anyway.
Yeah, okay.
That's good information also. Anyone else want to say hello? Anyone have any questions about their concerns?
Good morning, all.
Hey there, how are you, Steve?
Great. Good calls last night.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to get on Rogers, but Rick's and the company call were sure good.
You want to fill us in on the company one?
As far as the company one, Doug took us through all of the awards, and also gave just a tremendous amount of information about the just the enhancements, why, what, how, that kind of thing. And then Pat and Matt came on and just really did a great job as far as explaining what they do in their business, why they do it, and how they do it. And it was just really great.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it up online at allswell.org in the NIK link.
Is that just their portion of it, or is the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Okay.
I didn't take the time to split it in half. I will, hopefully, eventually, but last time they had Doug do a really good presentation, plus within the fastest gave it, I split it in half, but this time I didn't take time last night, but it's still on my computer, so hopefully I can.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. And also the Pathfinder calls if the Pathfinder works.
Okay. Are you recording, when you listen to Rogers, are you recording his calls at all or not?
I did it the first time I listened to it, but I'm on the train coming home during that period of time.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't perfected my recording of calls on the go with cell phone and voice recorder. So it's sort of a frustration right now that I'm using that.
Yeah, because his calls, I checked again last night, most of his calls are not available that I saw to listen to. Got to be someplace, but I don't see them up yet.
Yeah, supposedly they were supposed to be, but they must be having trouble with it. That's why I tried to record them, but I've just been losing with recording lately.
Mm. Well, it sounds like he's going in a million different directions also.
Right. And he doesn't stay within the hour. He goes an hour and 7 minutes, hour 10 minutes, that encroaches on other calls that are on the hour.
Last night, his basic call was about an hour, and then he had Q&A. So, yeah, it did go over with the Q&A.
Yeah. So,
has arrived.
Yeah, his
Mary Lou
has left the conference.
I had a heck of a time getting in this morning to the call.
Really? I wonder what's going on. I got in right in. Any trouble?
What's that?
I wonder if anyone else had trouble.
Yeah, I don't know. Jeannie got kicked off yesterday.
That's happened to other people, and I've never had that happen to me, but what are you going to do for free?
Yeah, it was.
So, yeah, although there are, apparently, I mean, even Rogers is a free one, apparently, so there are other companies out there. And I don't know what, I don't know anything about it, except that it's a free one. So, anyone else have any questions or thoughts? Well, I was just this morning, nice way to start the day, in our travel section from Sunday Savory, it hit me at the bottom of the front page. Don't let the bed bugs bite. How to avoid pests at home and in hotels. And I know we've talked about this on the calls before. Anybody interested in what's in the article? It's a fair-sized article. It's from the Washington Post, so other people conceivably have had it in their newspapers also. I don't know. But just
sure.
I'm sorry?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Just briefly, and I'm not going to read the whole thing to you because it is rather long. The most prominent place is in the house, which is really thrilling to hear. And they advise encasing your mattress and box spring in a plastic zippered container. The pillow is not necessary to do. And when you go into a hotel, the things that he did in a hotel, it looks like a tornado goes through when he's finished. And I remember reading in other articles, do not put your suitcase on the bed. The luggage racks don't use. Keep your stuff in the middle of the room. You know, things, I don't know how you live in a hotel room this way if you're going for more than a couple of nights even, especially. You start with the headboard, and some of them are just attached to the wall, and they say take it off, put it on the bed, and look back there. And then you start with the duvet cover and peel that back, and the sheet, and then peel that back. And you just keep going layer by layer. And, another thing they recommend at home and even taking with you at a hotel is cups to put under your feet of the bed. There's also a website where you can check which hotels have more preponderance of bed bugs. Where was that? And that is, I thought I marked it. Well, interestingly, since I grew up in Atlantic City, before booking a hotel, check the bed bug registry at bedbugregistry.com.
Rebecca has arrived
for reports. A recent submission for the Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, for instance, stated, got bit to death here. So, yeah, and I said if you find them in your hotel room, you have a perfect right to ask to be switched. And when you do that, you don't want a room on either side of that, or even on either side, one floor off. You don't want to move from room 322 to room 422 or room 222. So, yeah, it makes you really want to go travel, doesn't it, between that and what the airlines are doing?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, what I thought was interesting, too, is that as far as the cups that you put on the floor under the post of the bed, you put metal ones, because they can't climb metal, but they can climb other stuff.
Well, another thing they mentioned was that they will die in there if they get in there. I don't know, I forget whether there was a solution in there or something. I thought that's how I read that part of it. Actually, my bed, the headboard is a solid piece all the way across, so I only have two legs. Although there, I think there's another one halfway back because it's a king size and there's a support one in the middle of the bed, I believe. But, yeah, it's rampant throughout the country, and even we had talked before, I think Nike in New York, and it's in movie theaters, it's in theaters, it's in clothing stores, and part of the influx has been, because there's so much international travel, that seems to be where it came from in this country. So, it's there, and some people get affected more than others. Even though they get bitten, some people, it doesn't bother. So, that's my news of the day. Anyone want to, I heard Rebecca come on, anyone want to say hello or questions or thoughts? Dr. Oz was in Cleveland yesterday, and I did not hear this until yesterday. He has started, and I forget what it's called, and I forget how many schools and how many cities he has gone into, but was started the day early in the morning at one of the local Cleveland high schools that is in the ghetto, and it's probably, if not all, black predominantly. And it's a process of, they have hired a woman who recently graduated from there. I believe she probably also has a bachelor's, where she is the nutrition czar, and that's not what she's called, but her job is to teach proper, healthy eating and instill the idea of taking care of your body when you are young, and learning how to eat healthy and having healthy choices in the school. And this is something he's doing around the country. So, obviously a lot of them have heard him. They said he got an athlete's welcome. Everybody's excited, and he has a charisma that everybody just gravitates to. He was on I don't know if he was on the early morning program.
Has left the conference.
The noon news as well as the 5 o'clock news program. He was interviewed both times. And he was born in Cleveland, actually, and came back for, I don't remember what it was, residency or med school. So he's been here before. He likes Cleveland, he said. He's reaching out. My interpretation is the same as people who, doctors especially, who have left practice and begun using Nican as their mode of spreading their wellness. I think he feels that he can reach people more by what he's doing, although he still does surgery, I think, 2 days a week. But he said, it really got to him when he was operating on 20-year-olds. That's what really started him on this path, I think. So, anyway, he's doing some good stuff out there. Anyone have any questions? I'm just going through our Tuesday newspaper, which has a health section, and this is from the beginning of September. Hold the shaker. Did you know that the taste for salt is learned? That means adding less or no salt and choosing foods lower in salt can help your preschooler learn to like foods with a less salty taste. So everything I hear about salt is not good, and we do not need to add it because it's there anyway. There's an article here on bullying, an issue regardless of background. School children are more likely to be bullied if they are overweight. Recent studies suggest just how much more likely, 60% more. If they are obese, it's with the body mass index in the 95th percentile, that's and 13% more if they're simply overweight, which is the 85th percentile. So 60% if they're obese, 13% if they're just overweight. Researchers tried to determine if overweight children from certain backgrounds were more vulnerable than others, and if some had social skills or other characteristics that protected them from bullying. To their surprise, they found that none of these factors mattered. It made no difference whether the child was rich or poor, male, female, white, black, or Hispanic, living in a community where many other children were obese, nor did it matter if the child had good social skills or did well in school. Child who was obese was simply more likely to be bullied than the child who was not. None of these things affected it. And interestingly, when Oz was on at the very end of showing him being at that high school, was a very obese, big black guy who said he wanted, his goal was to lose $200 by prom. So you can imagine his size. And Betty and I were talking about this when we were first starting, how to burn calories while watching TV. If you have a stationary bike, set it up in front of the TV. Take advantage of commercials. Move during each break. Your exercise minutes will add up quickly. We all know about the 10,000 steps. During a commercial, you can track, you can just walk in place, jog in place. Sit on a stability ball. This is one of the ones I mentioned. It helps improve your balance and your posture, and you work your abs, which is your core muscles, as opposed to the couch, which does nothing for you. Fidget. Move around while you're sitting. You burn hundreds of extra calories a day. Tap your foot, shake your legs, stretch your arms, rotate your neck regularly. You know, anytime you move your body. Of course, cleaning, which we all love to do. You can do your housework during commercial.
Rebecca has left the conference.
Just some tips to get your body moving and burn some of those calories. Anyone have any questions or thoughts?
I can remember Monty talking about when he started out that he was told to put on the cardio stripes and wiggle his feet, move his feet around. And that's what he was able to start with.
Huh? Yeah. They do make a difference. Looking through this newspaper that I see what else I've marked. Because fruits and veggies are low in fat and high in fiber, they help to satisfy you without many calories. So they are smart additions to the diets of weight-conscious Americans, which we, of course, know. Under your doc's tip of the week, and this is Royson's column, if you think throwing up on leftover pasta straight from the fridge will shrink your waist, you're on top of the latest diet craze, resistant starch. This stuff is suddenly everywhere in a headline-grabbing book, The Carb Lover's Diet, a Japanese pounds-off plan, the Morning Bahama Diet, even in the fiber advice of the Australia's Nutrition Guidelines. For once, though, a weight loss fad has science on its side. Resistant starch, called RS for short, is a tasteless form of fiber in some high-carb foods that can have that can help you lose weight and steady your blood sugar. Beans, a UDOC-free food, are RS-rich. So are 100% whole grains and nuts and seeds. We love those, too. And this is where the fad part comes in. So are cold pasta, potatoes, and rice. Your small intestine digests only a little RS and only very slowly, which helps you feel full longer. Since you don't digest most RS, you don't get the carbs. why eating starchy foods cold? When foods like pasta, potatoes, and rice are cooked and chilled, tight crystals of resistant starch form. If you reheat them, you break up the crystals. Our take, keep on eating healthy RF goodies like beans, lentils, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. Enjoy reasonable portions of cold potatoes, whole grain pasta salad, and sushi rice now and then. Isn't that interesting? I would never have thought of any difference between eating cold or warm pasta, potato, rice. I can't tell you how many times Marty has said to me, how can you eat that cold, when I was eating rice or pasta or even potato. Any comments? No comments?
Never would have crossed my mind either.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
I know.
Sounds like I've been doing something good for once.
Well, you know, when you warm it up, it does dry it out more, usually, unless you add something to it. And it's, to me, it's just so much more convenient. So, yeah. Okay. I've actually started trying to catch up on some of my Dr. Oz programs, just to, you know, they were accumulating much faster than I was happy about. Let me see if there's anything here that pops out at me. Nutmeg. The stomach soother, and he that's one of his favorite. All of a sudden, I had not heard this before. It's a wonderful nutritional to use in your diet. You only need a little bit for the benefits. No more. You should not have more than 2 tablespoons a day. I don't normally use it, and you can put it in your nutmeg or coffee. He said it helps promote sleep. Add a dash to milk. I don't know. No more than a half a teaspoon at a time, he said, but no more than 2 tablespoons a day. Mood boosters, which is a bigger mood booster, red wine or milk?
Oh, I don't know.
Milk. It has tryptophan in it, which I didn't know about either. Nuts or berries? Anybody? Nuts.
It's arrived.
It helps lower depression. Vitamin A or vitamin B? B, again, because of the folate, it helps fight depression, so. All these little tips that they come up with.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. If you think you're having a heart attack, should you take an aspirin or call 911? Call 911, then take an aspirin. And sit down and wait. Stay calm. Anyone have any questions? Dr. Phil had a program on, I don't remember what it was about, but I have here a note that I took, and I don't normally take notes on this program. We are manipulating and misusing food. You generate the results that you think you deserve. And he has said that many, many times. You know, if you don't think you deserve to have money, you will not. If you don't think you deserve to be happy, you won't. If you don't think you deserve to be healthy, fill in the book. If you don't think you deserve to be at a healthy weight, guess what? You will sabotage yourself. Sabotage yourself. thought that was interesting, a reminder. Anyone have anything they want to discuss?
You know, you were talking yesterday about something about 100 foods. I guess maybe you had discussed that on one of the other calls, warning calls that I missed. So tell me about that. What's that about?
I forget whether it was Shar or Jeannie who brought this up last week. Someone eats 100 different foods in a week. And so Shar put it out there to see. She was going to begin doing it. And she put it out there as a challenge to see who wanted to join her in that journey. And I remember several years ago, Mary Lou Reardon, when she was doing the calls, challenged to see how many different veggies we could get in our salad. And it was during the summertime when certainly there was more available, more options that we could choose. And it got to be fun and exciting. I do not do the variety that Char's. I can't imagine that I would get 100 foods in a week. I don't think it would work for me. It sounds like a lot of work. Not a good idea or healthy.
That would be a struggle for me.
But that's what they were talking about, and it'll be interesting to see how they continue on that journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you stop to think about that, as far as the smorgasbord of different things that are in different foods, unless you have a particular need for one particular thing, to be in great abundance, it makes a lot of sense to have a lot of variety from the standpoint that with a larger amount of variety, no chance of having big all of the things that you need rather than just a few of them.
Sure, and Roger even mentioned that last night on his call, that the first place to get your nutrition is from food, and the wider variety, the better you'll cover your bases. However, Dr. Oz believes, especially for breakfast, I'm not sure what it was once, but certainly for breakfast, automate it to make it easier for yourself. And so, everybody has to do what's easiest and most comfortable for them.
Yeah, breakfast is so my nemesis. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah. Another thing from a Dr. Phil that I have here, and obviously he was talking about food and addiction and obesity. When you apply heat, and we've heard this before, to all the grease and fat in French fries, it turns into sugar. Sugar is highly addictive. Young women, this one is scary, young women who eat 2 orders of French fries a week, 2 orders a week, are 27% more likely to develop breast cancer. If you drink 1 soda a day, you increase your obesity, osteoporosis, and diabetes risks from the sugar and the caffeine in the soda. Yeah. Under the backs I have here, vitamin D, natural sunlight could ease pain. Hospital rooms with natural sunlight, people recovered better with less pain after surgery, and they had lower stress levels. When they had less pain, they were happier, obviously. Sunlight release, and this goes back to what we said at the call, too, with the light, with our light sticking out. Sunlight releases serotonin. It's a feel-good hormone. 5 to 10 minutes in the sunlight is crucial for vitamin D to do what it needs to do. 90% of D comes from the sun. it stimulates serotonin production, guards against cancers, osteoporosis, diabetes. It's crucial to get enough of it. And Roger said last night, is it 5,000 milligrams of D?
Yeah, I think so.
And when you're in the sun, you get, was it 100,000?
I don't know, but it's really
it was a very high number, so taking a 5,000 supplement is not a huge amount, according to him.
Right.
So, yeah. Anyone else have any questions, thoughts, or concerns? We are at the end of our time. And for once, we could actually adhere to it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone have any final thoughts? Well, I appreciate everybody's participation, and we'll be back tomorrow, so have a great day. Everybody get out and vote. That is our right and our privilege of being able to do it and our responsibility. So if you haven't already, go vote. Have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow, guys.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
Great call.
Thanks.